to retrieve the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your call's primary. We go to your phones, and we talk to Terry in Michigan. Terry, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'd like to ask you I'm kind of in favor of the offshore drilling, but what do you feel about offshore drilling there? Should we do it or not?
I think that individuals and businesses should be able to own sections of the ocean, and so, yeah, absolutely, they should be able to drill wherever it is that they can own property, and I think they should be able to own property wherever anybody is willing to sell it to them, or they can homestead it. I think that that's a fine idea, and I think that one of the sad things about the oil situation in this country is that the government restricts these oil companies from building new platforms. They can't go out and actually create brand new technology. They have to shut down their existing platforms and sort of upgrade those. And that can only really go so far as increasing capacity. So they're really hamstrung as far as their production capacity by the government regulations. And I think that having more freedom in that department will result in more competition and probably some lower prices.
I think, well, it's your Democrats that don't want it there.
Yeah, I think it. Some of them in Washington. I think a lot of voting type Democrats. They want it. They just want people. The people of America just want lower gas prices, and they'll take whatever it takes to get it. But I think that to some extent, it's refining capacity too.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. It was refineries. I guess those are two separate locations. Do they drill and refine at the same location?
No, generally not.
Huh. Okay. Well, either way, as I say, the ocean should be able to be homesteaded instead of just being this massive, unowned sort of international zone that it currently is.
One of our Democrats here in Michigan, Mark Schauer from Battle Creek, nearby Battle Creek, he wants to, here in Michigan, he wants to tax these oil companies.
Tax the oil companies?
Yeah.
That's going to increase prices.
That's going to increase the price of gasoline, because you can't tax any business and expect that the business absorbs. It's always the customer.
Right. The CEO is not going to cut his paycheck in order to absorb the extra taxation. They're just going to go.
Yeah, I think some of your Democrats just don't get it.
Well, no. I mean, most people in government, Democrat or Republican or whatever, I find the label pretty irrelevant. But most of them don't really have a real grasp on on economics, or if they do, they just don't care and they don't mind controlling the economy as much as they possibly can for whatever their motivations
are. Right. Oil should be there shouldn't be any subsidies for oil, and there shouldn't be any extra taxes for it either.
Right. Similar example of how the Republicans. I mean, again, I'm since you're generalizing, I'm going to generalize here. How the Republicans don't understand the economy is they believe they can stop things like drugs. I mean, with their little government programs and their police raids and their enforcement activities. I mean, you can't stop supply and demand. The fact is, you can put as many roadblocks up as you want in the political realm and try to stop people from doing business in the way they intend to do business. But all you really succeed in doing is driving it underground and making it more dangerous. And you would think that somebody that understood economics would get that. But they have even if they understood economics, they have a higher drive to control what it is that you do with your life and the choices that you can make, and so that seems to override any sort of logic that might be going on in their minds. Thanks for the call tonight and the question. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Greetings, Freedom Fighters. This
Hello.
Is Dennis in New Hampshire.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
So you guys were talking about artificial intelligence and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And so by way of some background, I actually spent a fair amount of time doing graduate work in artificial intelligence-related studies over at UW-Madison before I decided that's not what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And I attended a symposium back in 2000 by it was sort of put together by a guy named Douglas Hostetter, who is truly awesome. He wrote this book, Gödel, Escher, Bach. Brilliant, brilliant guy. Anyway, so the title of the symposium was Who Will Be We in 2093?
Okay.
The idea being that, you know, on present trends, a computer, like a desktop computer, will be more intelligent than 100 humans, say, around 2100.
Really? That seems like a long kind of trend. I would expect it to be sooner.
Damn, you're hard to impress, Ian. so So yeah, who will be we in 2093? And they had a bunch of people there, Ray Kurzweil, the Age of Spiritual Machines, Bill Joy from Sun Microsystems. He's kind of a killjoy, actually. He's really afraid of nanotech, and he thinks we should never, never touch nanotech because he's scared it will turn us into a gray goo.
Oh, jeez.
But it was an interesting question, and it's coming from some fairly, you know, this isn't radical, chaotic, out there stuff. This was at, you know, it was a symposium. It was at Stanford, and these are some of the, you know, respected people in the industry and academia, basically just, you know, picking out a target, finger in the air, 2100, definitely you can expect, you know, computers to be more intelligent than humans can think about being. And, you know, it really is just a matter of time. With the Internet, it's kind of interesting that the way that your computer differs from a real smart brain thing is that it's not parallel. And, of course, what's the Internet? So
it's computers running in parallel. Yeah, I'm not sure. Is what you're saying, right?
Totally, yeah. So very, very interesting. There was an interesting thought experiment by a sci-fi author named Stanislaw Lem. This is kind of weird. What if everybody on Earth had one little neuron that was linked up by whatever, the Internet, wireless, whatever, to some other neurons in the area, and we all just had our neurons, you know, and they fired kind of when a regular neuron in a brain would fire, would there really be, like, a big distributed Earth-sized brain?
It's pretty mind-boggling to think about things like this. And I mean, then you think about what life is going to be like at that time when, you know, you get to this point of artificial intelligence, the singularity, as it's been described, being able to improve upon itself at that point. And I think that, you know, I don't know if that 2100 number takes that into effect. Like, you know, once machines are intelligent enough to start just repairing themselves and upgrading their own circuitry and programming, then we can't even predict how, you know, Moore's law will become irrelevant in that, you know, who knows, maybe the technology levels will increase by fourfold the first year and 16-fold the year after that. So, I mean, it's really kind of hard to envision exactly how fast this could come about and what all the ramifications are. I mean, we already know that in today's world, time is still 24 hours in a day, and it's still 365 days around the sun, but there's more getting done in that same amount of time. And
well, it's an interesting thought experiment to sort of taking that to its logical conclusion, again, from Stanislaw Lem. What if at a certain point, like the – well, again, I guess – I don't know where the term singularity comes from, but, yeah, the idea that a thing becomes so intelligent that it just starts to draw – I mean, if you can draw a parallel between information, energy, and matter like you can between just energy and matter, and through some dimensional funniness you can – it's kind of tortured, but you can. So, you know, what if something that becomes sufficiently intelligent kind of tips itself over into a black hole, basically, just starts acquiring information at too great a rate, and like, are the smartest things in the universe, things that hover just as close as they can to being a black hole?
When did the computers take over, Dennis?
Oh, well, you know, when Skynet, oh, frig, we already have a Skynet. You think you're asking the wrong tense, Mark.
When did they take over?
At this point, the big government fascists are in control. I'm sure of it.
So
no, they only think they are. They hire geeks, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The geeks aren't very well, you know,
organized.
Yeah. Well, they can't even dress.
Well, that's why I say that, you know, the government people better look out. If they decide to regulate the Internet and try to clamp down on Internet freedom, I think they're going to take on an assault unlike they've ever experienced from the hacker community. And I look forward to that day if it actually comes. Hopefully it won't, but if it does, should be interesting. Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughtfulness. 800-259-9231. Interesting to think about, you know, what it'll mean when... You know, what will life be like when you manage to, you know, talking about nanotechnology, where the machines are able to send these little teeny machines into your body and essentially restructure you from the inside out, essentially melding you with technology to where sleep is no longer necessary, to where eating is no longer necessary. I mean, all of these things that we take for granted as things we have to do to survive.
To where the giant computer that runs everything can take over your brain and you won't even know that you're being ruled.
800-259-9231. All this negativity, Mark. Come on, let's be excited.
They're
going to
take over.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? first, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 11, 2008, gold opened at $855.30. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $880.57, $433.85 for half ounce, and $216.93 for quarter ounce. That's $880.57, $433.85, $216.93.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, living trusts, trademarks, power of attorney, anything that you need just in sort of the average course of life, LegalZoom.com will do it for you fast, easy, and a heck of a lot cheaper than a lawyer will. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. You call about anything. We were talking a few moments ago with Dennis in New Hampshire about the idea of, you know, this technological convergence that's coming up, crossing the worlds of analog and the worlds of digital, all linking everything together, and, you know, what will happen in the future as the Internet continues to become more and more pervasive in our lives. As the Internet has become an appliance that we take for granted. I mean, it's a part of our lives. It's so integral. It's hard to imagine, Mark, what it was like for our the people that came first in this talk radio industry having to do their show prep from the newspaper or whatever other few news sources would have been available.
I can hardly imagine what it's like, what it would have been like just having four or five newspapers sitting around you trying to come up with your stories for the next day. I'm sure you get the big ones, Washington Post and the New York Times and L.A. whatever. But, man, it must have been hard.
Right, or just imagining what life would be like without having the ability to just go and hit a search engine, Google or Cool or whatever search engine you use and get, you know, just gather all this information that is just out there for free. And so it's already so mind-boggling, and it's fun to think about what things would be like in the future, especially as, again, I use the term convergence, where, you know, we've got these machines that will be melding with humans, and we'll have biomechanical stuff going on. You'll be able to meld with technology to extend your life to who knows how long, you know, maybe forever, thousands of years perhaps. And just kind of envisioning what it is that we take for granted today is what that just won't be necessary in the future. I mean, you know, the scene in The Matrix where Cypher is, you know, he wants to get back into the Matrix so he can have he can taste things again.
Right, he's having to eat a big slop, delicious steak.
Instead of having to eat the slop that that actually exists in reality, he'd rather have the fake steak being transmitted to the synapses in his brain. And if we get to the point where we don't need, I mean, with our robot bodies or whatever, our biomechanical structure, if we don't actually need to eat, then it'll be a real rare occasion when you actually decide to sit down for a meal. I mean, maybe you won't even have the digestive system anymore, to where you'll have to hook up to some sort of a simulator to simulate what it was like to eat a steak just for, you know, for old time's sake. Hey, Mark, you want to go out to eat for old time's sake? I mean, when...
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's I don't think we're going to be getting rid of our ability to eat anytime soon. People get a great deal of satisfaction in life out of eating. It's also something that they generally do in groups, special occasions, things like that. So
I just think it's one of those things that's going to be different in the future, and I don't think we can even accurately predict right here what it's going to be like in what our lives are.
I don't know, man. I think people make a lot of predictions about the future, and they just don't know. I mean, would you have guessed that here in 2008 we'd still be bathing with water? That technology hasn't exactly improved over the course of mankind. They were still bathing in water. They were still essentially using soap.
We need like a laser bath or something, right?
Yeah, like there's some kind of sonic baths out there, at least for, I think it's dental equipment and things like that. Maybe we'll go to something bigger. I just remember the television show. Kids, look this up. Space 1999 with the out of control robots, and they, you know, they're in a spaceship lost in space kind of thing.
Right.
Space 1999, my friend. It's no. Life is
that's just
nothing.
Fiction, though.
That's so what you're talking about.
Well, I think it's pretty much inevitable.
Yours is speculation, which it isn't even as thought out as well as the fiction was.
It seems inevitable that we'll be melding with technology into the future. Let's go to Michael in New Hampshire on the Amp Line for your thoughts, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I could not resist this conversation because I guess I am one of those hackers who, if something happens, will be called on to save the world.
Excellent.
So, the future you're painting here, there are aspects of it that I really like and really find exciting, and there are aspects of it that, I tell you what, people can't see you smiling on the radio, so I can see you on the cam, but just to let you know, but there are aspects of it that really scare me, and just to illustrate, everybody out there who owns a computer has had the experience of telling the computer to do something and having it do something else. Now, this is mainly because most people use Windows, and Windows does what the people at Microsoft wanted to do. And I use Linux, and for the most part, it does what I want it to do, and if it doesn't, I can change it. Now, what scares me about these future scenarios is when a computer doesn't do what you want it to do, and the computer has its own volition.
Yeah. I mean, certainly, I think that one of the prerequisites for getting to this point should be getting rid of the idea of governments. So at least then, those evil people can't be stealing people's money to fund evil computer projects. And then maybe the marketplace will have just more beneficial sorts of computing applications. But certainly understand the concern. I mean, computers are programmed by fallible humans. And when the fallible humans make a mistake in the programming code, it results in serious frustration. And problems for the end user. Of course, the question becomes when the computer, when the AI is born or whatever, and it can actually program itself, then what will things be like? I mean, how fallible will it be?
Well, that's the ultimate question. I mean, when a computer gains sentience, it doesn't necessarily subscribe to the non-aggression principle or any particular human politics. It's going to have its own motivations and its own reasoning and its own way of looking at things.
And it's probably going to consider us as expendable as we do ants when we step on them.
Yeah, hopefully its motivation won't be exterminate.
Right. There are aspects of the future, that sort of future, that I definitely do not look forward to.
Well, I got you, and I'm with you, and I share your concerns, but all that said, it is, don't you feel like it's pretty much inevitable? Like, whatever those problems are, we're going to have to cross those bridges when we come to them and deal with them, and however we're going to handle it with, maybe competing code or robots that are on our side or whatever it would take to deal with those situations. One thing's for sure. Without some sort of massive worldwide calamity like the end of Escape from L.A., where all of the electronics in the entire Earth actually shut down, without some sort of calamity like that, I mean, this seems like this convergence is kind of inevitable.
It does seem so, but I tell you what, researchers who have actually been working on AI have been saying... I hear the music. They've been saying, well, we're 5 years away, but they've been saying this for the last 50 years.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, and only time will tell. And thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free, and they include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And a new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles is open for business. FunKnobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is also available at 1-877-820-9224. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, online since 2004. That's FunKnobs.com. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Andrew in Tennessee. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just heard about, you know, the Russians invading Georgia not too long ago. Me and my boy Mudkips and Mildew are on our way down there right now.
Is that right, Mudkips?
Yes, sir, Mudkips. He's got a 22, and my buddy over here's got a 30-06.
Now, are you gonna fight for the Georgians or the Russians?
Hey, yeah, we just heard about them. They're invading Georgia right now. We figure we'd make our way down there. You know, we're in traffic right now, but, you know, we're stuck. We're going through it right now.
Where are you?
I hear they're in Macon.
you heard what?
I hear they're in Macon. The Russians are in Macon.
Well, see, the thing was, I got a call from my boy not too long ago saying that there were a slotting everyone down there, so we thought we'd make a trip down, and I got my 30-06 M24 sniper rifle.
You know, I've heard about who.
Which town are you going to head to first? You going to Alpharetta? You going to Macon? Athens?
No, we're not going, man. We're going right for Atlanta, man. That's where they are. They're all up there in Atlanta, you know, on the rooftops. And
you know,
stuff.
I've heard
tanks.
What you want to do is you want to go after the leader, right? I mean, you want to take out whoever it is that's calling the shots. And I've heard that actually Rick Roll is in charge of the entire
it's not
operation.
Rick Roll. I heard the guy's name was Rasputin.
So how do you know what Rasputin looks like? Who are you going to shoot in Atlanta?
Well, Well, I mean, I'm saying Rasputin's a tall guy, about 7 feet tall, beard, kind of looks like that dude from Harry Potter, named like Gandalf or something.
Well, I sincerely hope you identify him before you just go ahead and shoot him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey. We plan to take out as many as we can, sir. No, I was serving in Desert Storm not too long ago, about 15 years ago.
Good luck with that, man.
God bless you,
appreciate
boys.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks good for calling.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. Poor Georgia. What is all that about, Mark? Have you been paying attention
to
that
story? Well,
a little
bit. There were some separatists in Georgia, and there's disputes over border stuff going on with Russia. And so Russia actually rolled all the way through past the separatists and everything into Georgia. Now, obviously, maybe separatists isn't the right word. I don't know.
That's the word they're using in the media for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, they and Georgia has a big pipeline going through it, so it's valuable. And Putin probably isn't going to take over Georgia. He just wants to. This is the Russian Georgia, the
original Georgia.
Asian or East European Georgia. I don't know that it's original.
So, but the separatists, were they starting something with the Russian people, or the Russians invaded? Right? Or
I don't know who started what.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how it all
began. I always
get
hung up whenever I hear their name, Shakashvili. I just think it's so interesting, like musical, that I don't really hear
you
much.
You can't pay any attention to anything else? Oh, my. If you know a little bit more about the Georgian situation and what got it started, I'm quite curious about it. Was it just an unprovoked attack by the Russians on these people that were trying to break away from something?
Well, no, they're their own nation. I think maybe a bigger part is trying to separate than Russia would like. Who knows?
I'm curious. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Long Journey, calling from Texas, listening on Stick AM at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, almost fell asleep waiting for you guys.
Here, we're back.
Yeah, the phones are busy, so I appreciate your patience.
I appreciate your putting me on here. Thank you very much. You guys have a fantastic radio show.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a couple things on my mind. China. China is a beautiful country, and they're also hosting the Olympics.
Yep, that's true.
Which is fantastic. But
I've always been bored by the Olympics, just bored to tears. I never found it interesting.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah, I guess, but it doesn't really seem that many people like it, yet it still gets all kinds of attention. Anyway, yeah, go ahead with your point.
So my point is, can I talk about politics?
You can talk about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Fantastic.
We may not be on your side on it, but go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yes,
I don't know. Where do I start? I mean,
start at the beginning.
You obviously live in the United States. And actually, before I start my my conversation about the Olympics in China, would you guys mind if I ask you?
Yes. Hello? Long Journey? Wow, that's suspenseful. Maybe he could call
back. It's a dramatic pause.
Yeah, I'm curious as to where he was going with that. So we'll try to sneak him back in here. But let's go in the meantime to William in Wyoming. Maybe he was on a cell phone or something. William,
yes.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I am a citizen of the United States of America also. I wanted to call about
to
the right to vote at all levels, federal all the way on down to municipal, county, local. I have registered to vote in a particular town in the state that I'm in, and I have been made a target.
Why?
I'm not wanted for anything. I haven't broken any laws. This has to do with the abuse of the municipal codes. I know that I may not be at liberty to talk of your other talk show host who is on the GCN network, who has talked about this. About the abuses.
When you say you've been made a target, what do you mean? Can you give us some examples?
Specifically, I had driven out last year from the Great Lakes. It cost me gasoline money for pre-arrangements. I'm also ADA disabled, on independent living, and I'm not at liberty to say what that disability is, but I am an independent free citizen, and called for accommodations because all of the HUD programs, the homeownership programs, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with this, with the mortgage crisis, as well as probably not so familiar with the rental, lease rental voucher programs through the HUD program headquarters, through all of their district offices nationwide. They are full. Even the emergency programs have got years of waiting lists. I made arrangements to reside at a particular motel, and upon making those arrangements, I called long distance. I said that I wanted to reside there for a year or more, that I am handicapped, I'm on independent living, and that, but that I have years of rent leases, and I want to sign a regular rental contract to establish residence there, of course, in that town in Wyoming.
And you had called, hold on a second, point of clarification, okay. You'd called whom? The government?
No, I called the host of the motel because, and I had even told him, too, that all of the HUD programs nationwide are full.
So
they've got
years
of waiting list.
Right, So what was the, I don't understand, you were trying to.
Well, what had occurred was that 2 months after I resided there, now you think of Wyoming with the cowboy hats and the yeehaw out on the range, but things got so bad there, and I mean really bad. Stomping on floors. There were things that took place at that motel that I brought to the attention of the host. I never assaulted anybody. Nothing happened. And he did nothing. And 2 months after I was residing there, he gave me 2 days. Even though I was paying 30 days at a time for my lease rent, he gave me 2 days to get off his property. And he had the backing. And with the backing of the governing authorities, if he decided to call them, they could have me under what's called their public municipal code, taken off the property just like that.
Even though your rent
jail,
was
whatever,
paid. And
fine, whatever they felt like doing.
Even though
without warrant, without probable cause.
Even though your rent was paid and he hadn't refunded the rent?
No, and that's the thing. It was when my rent hit was coming up to be renewed the next month. He gave me 2 days' notice to get off his property.
Was there a lease? I mean, did you have a lease with this guy?
No, I had tried.
Well, you don't have a lease, then he can do whatever he wants, my friend. And next time,
he can't steal your money.
Next time, what's that, Mark?
Can't steal your money.
Thank you for the call tonight, by the way. 800-259-9231. Well, that much is true. But it sounds like he said his rent was coming up for the next month, and he was told he had 2 days left. So you don't get into a lease, anything can happen. And I'm not sure what registering to vote had to do with that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you buy, there are over 41 categories to shop in, including used items. So load up your cart, get the stuff you need, get a great deal, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, and feel good because a percentage of your purchase is going to Free Talk Live if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, it's David in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, greetings. Hey. Is this Ian?
Yes, it is. And what's on your mind, Dave?
Mark's here, too.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, I study economics. I've hated the very concept of money for many, many years and have studied it thoroughly and looked at how, in a bad economy, what people have needed to do to survive, much less to thrive. And I don't know, are you familiar with Moses's Law of Jubilee?
I am not. Mark?
Oh, man. Doesn't this have something to do with forgiving people every something amount of years?
Yeah, forgiving debts. Okay. Katrina is probably the best example of why you would want to have a jubilee, but economic fraud is also a great one. But say, for example, if we just looked at Katrina, the insurance companies, as you probably know, many of the people that were devastated down in Katrina didn't even get their insurance companies to pay off because of what are called acts of God. And
right.
So if rising water would be considered an act of God as opposed to the winds tearing apart your roof and structure of your building.
Right.
If you had wind damage, you'd be okay, but a rising water would be considered an act of God. And so even
unless you had flood damage.
Yeah. And so as far as the insurance companies are concerned, acts of God are something that they don't have to pay off. Well, what they're dealing with is actually a part of Jubilee. And so forgiving debts is an aspect that that the financial masters like to take advantage of if it's forgiving their debts. But if it comes down to forgiving your debts, well, that's a whole different story. So if you had a 30-year mortgage on your house and you got devastated and the insurance company didn't have to pay off, you, hypothetically, are still obligated to finish paying off your 30-year debt.
Sure.
It's true.
Yeah, so as far as Moses was concerned, money was a creation of man, not a creation of God. And only creations of God can have children, but interest rates are considered money having children. And so his whole usury laws were based on the idea that money is not only a fake that's created by humans, but for money to have children is actually an abomination to God, and that the very concept...
So interest is an abomination to God.
Yeah, and actually...
Now, hold on. Before you go on, if you need some money and I loan you that money, don't I deserve to be compensated for that loaning of the money?
Well, you know, in historical terms, what they would do is they'd pay you off and then they'd have a festival for you or a feast or some kind of, you know, gratitude. They would invite all your neighbors.
What if I'm not interested in a party, though?
Yeah, you're not hungry.
Well, in
then you're not going to get loaned your money is the answer. See, interest is a motivation for people to loan money. Now, what if I loaned you your money to build your house? Maybe it's my whole savings. I believe in you. I think you're going to build your house. You're going to do a great job. An act of God comes along, and then you have no house left. Should you not be obligated to pay me for my life savings that I've given to you to build your house? Shouldn't there be an obligation that, I mean, I'm not whole anymore?
Well, that's where an act of God comes in, and you're devastated also by that act of God. So, you know, whether
you're
not
devastated, though. You didn't put in nearly what I did. I put $200,000 in on this house. Your hard work is maybe lost, but you aren't $200,000 to the red. You see, the problem here is fiat currency, not money. The fact that the government creates money out of thin air and then allows banks essentially to create their money out of thin air, they don't have the same stake in it that you and I would, because we earn our money with our blood, our sweat, and our tears. The banks,
that's where the interest comes from.
They create money out with a signature through the Federal Reserve. And so that's what it is that you hate, not money.
Well, no, I understand the difference between specie and fiat. I mean, there's... And as far as I really live by the laws of physics and the laws of nature, and, you know, if you look at the laws of physics and nature, for every action there's a separate but equal reaction, and there's not profit over a separate but equal reaction.
I don't know what that means.
That's where Moses was talking about that interest rates and money having children is an abomination.
He's a character in an old book. I mean, he's just a character in an old book of fiction. So it really doesn't really. What he has to say is in any way relevant. I mean, I'm with Mark on this. I mean, if you loan somebody something, whether it's gold or your car or whatever it is that you loan that person for whatever reason, I mean, you deserve to get paid back. That was the part of the deal.
Interest is what causes houses to be created and that kind of thing. Otherwise, you have to have all the money yourself.
It's incentive.
Well, I understand that, and see, this is where an example like Katrina is so clear, because there are any number of different reasons why Katrina is not an act of God, but more an act of bad economic policy or bad environmental policy. So, for example, if you looked at one of Bush's first acts, when he was sworn in January of 2001, one of his first acts was to change the wetlands policy. And so he essentially said that swampland is no longer swampland, and that any real estate developer can build in swampland. Well, what that demanded was that the Corps of Engineers had to build higher levees all across America to make sure that that swampland didn't flood, and that Americans were now taking on the risk of anybody that lived in that swampland, and that we would have to pay them back, or the insurance companies would have to pay them back. Now, if you look at Moses and the laws of physics, you know, the essentially... water is going to try to reach its lowest level.
Sure, sure.
Well, this is a failure of government.
Right, it's a failure of government. George Bush, with the stroke of his pen, couldn't make swampland good land, and there's no way for that to happen. And an insurance company shouldn't be required usually by state mandate, not federal mandate, to cover everybody equally. If you're building your house in swampland, or in the case of some areas of New Orleans, 10 feet beneath sea level, well, then you don't deserve the same kind of rates that I get, where my house is on the side of a mountain.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, I liked your point, Mark, and I'm glad you brought it up, the clarification that all of his concerns about interest really are based on the fiat money system, where it's created, this money is created from the idea of debt, and in order to create more money to pay those interest rates, you are essentially creating more debt, whereas
Well, don't forget that interest might be considered usury. This is an old sort of medieval and back a philosophy that, well, look when progress started. You know, progress didn't start until there were really loans out there for business to get moving.
Yeah, otherwise, how do you get your hands on the capital?
Because then only the people that can have ideas are the people that have money. Now people that have ideas can go out and borrow on their good credit in the hopes of paying it off at whatever rate that they pay it off.
And as long as, I mean, theoretically, at least from my understanding, in the free marketplace, as long as that person, if we have real money, like gold and silver value-backed currency, then you can add to that money supply as more work is done, literally chopping it out of the earth, literally pulling gold. You have to put work into creating that money. It's not just waving a magic wand and adding some numbers to an account, a bank account, that don't really exist, which is what we have with the government fiat system today, where the banks literally just create money from thin air. You really have to put work into putting that new money into circulation, and so that's what seemed to me where those interest payments would come from. If you're really out there creating a valuable product or service, you'll be rewarded for that, and you'll be able to pay off your debt. So no problem. Let's continue here and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, interesting conversation.
What's on your mind?
But I called to explain a little bit about Georgia and Russia and Astentia.
Great. You've got 40 seconds to do it.
Go.
All right. Georgia split off from the USSR, and Russia and Georgia are now their own separate entities. And now Astentia wants to split off from Georgia. Georgia didn't like that. Georgia went after Astentia, started fighting them, and Russia came in to defend Astentia. It's tantamount to New Hampshire breaking off, and then Keene saying, well, we want to make our own state, so New Hampshire attacks Keene, and then the United States comes.
As far as I'm concerned, people have the right to secede, and if they want to secede in mass from an organization, that be it Georgia, Russia, or the United States, they should be able
to. Thank you for the quick summary. We appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.